Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
Monica Jeffries-Evangelis. I'm president and CEO of Strathmore.
Yes, and we're talking, it's a bittersweet occasion, looking to the future and remembering a venue that's closing down. The Amp, up at the Pike and Rose entertainment area there. It's Amp by Strathmore, and it recently announced in the last week or so that it's closing down. So let's start there before we get to what else is coming up at Strathmore. I'd love to get to that in a second, but why are we pulling the plug on the Amp?
Oh, we don't like to say pulling the plug, but we've held a lease at AMP at Pike and Rose since 2015. It really was an inventive and kind of creative space and partnership with Federal Realty. And we were notified recently that the space that we occupy with AMP, our lease on that space would not be renewed because a commercial tenant is in need of the space. They are moving their headquarters there.
Ah, so this wasn't necessarily a Strathmore decision, because
it was not.
To remind everybody, Strathmore is the big, beautiful venue with the great, it's amazing music hall. But then Amp was more of like the smaller, I don't know, supper club, dinner vibe, singer-songwriter, intimate venue version that Strathmore was having, extra shows at up the street. But so you're saying that Strathmore, it wasn't your all's call, it was the retailer itself is bringing in someone else.
Right. We've been the recipient of a really generous partnership with Federal Realty, and the time came where another commercial tenant needed the space. And so our lease was not going to be renewed.
Gotcha.
But
do you know what's
carrying
moving in
lots
there?
Of that forward.
Do
I
you
don't.
Know what? Oh, okay. But anyway, before I do want to pivot to, what else has come up at Strathmore, but just as we bid adieu to AMP, any memories of, so what it sort of meant to that area over the years, or any favorite shows of yours? I don't know. Anything you wanted to say, as a farewell to it?
Oh, sure. Well, I think one of the greatest things about AMP is that it's been a wonderful listening room, a space where audiences could really be up close and connected with the artists on stage. It's really intimate and a great place to hear wonderful artists. And it has also been a great place for Strathmore to nourish artists and help them develop new work, help them build audiences. It allowed us to take some risks that we can't regularly take in a hall the size of the concert hall on our main campus.
Right, exactly. Do you have any personal favorite show? Or if not favorite, you want to play favorites, but any memorable ones that come to mind of like, oh, I remember I was at AMP when so-and-so played, any highlights that at least personally that come to mind?
Oh, sure. I loved Christian McBride's concert, wonderful jazz artist. Allison Miller was just there, terrific artist from the local area and someone that has been with us as we've kind of moved with her from the mansion music room of 100 seats to AMP doing two shows up to the concert hall we presented her on last year's season.
Well, it's sad to see it go. I've obviously seen shows there because I used to live right down the street from there. But sad to see it go. But
as are we.
Yes. But is the idea that you're going to bring some of those artists, they'll still be able to take the stage, at the main venue at Strathmore? Like those artists are now not going to be, out in the street there. But
No. But
you did say that it's the size of the room and the vibe of it did allow you to do a little more risk taking. So, I'm guessing not all artists will be able to transition to the bigger space, but is your hope that many of them will?
Yes, our hope certainly is to continue to provide as many performance opportunities for artists as we can. We're very aware of the role a venue like AMP plays in kind of the ecosystem of the arts industry in our area. So we're going to move some of those artists, like our artists in residence, back to the mansion and really expand how we're able to accommodate artists in the mansion through some enhanced amenities there with seating and lighting and sound. We'll be taking some of our artists who were working with us to develop new work, and we're going to build other opportunities for them through our programs, both on campus and off campus in the community, working with students and the like. And then finally, there are some artists who are getting to the level where they're able to kind of get beyond a couple of shows at AMP, and we'll work with them to build audience and present them in the concert hall. So you're absolutely right that some of those artists we were working with to help grow and develop are going to make that leap to the concert hall stage.
Great, great. And before that, I mean, the people do, by the way, folks, there's still, you know, at least like another month and change of shows left at AMP. If you want to go, you know, bid farewell in person, tease some of the artists that we have coming up. Who else do we have in the final, you know, forever they'll be able to say I was there and played the end of AMP.
Oh, the Trey Wellington Band, a wonderful bluegrass band, is coming up on June 4th. Keyshona, a wonderful R&B and soul singer, on the 7th. Michaela Lehrman, one of our Amplify artists, is coming back on June 13th. We have our artist in residence, Kayla Gross, coming with two performances at AMP. And our showcase for the Arts and Social Justice Fellowship Program is going to be there on the 22nd.
Great, great. Awesome. Yeah. So lots of other good shows, folks, if you want to, you know, pay your last respects to AMP before officially shifting back over to the main music hall at Strathmore. So yeah, I guess the last one's what, June 26th with Kayla Gross?
Correct.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, she'll always be able to put it in the resume. I closed down the AMP, baby. but I'm sure, you know, as an artist in residence, Kayla Gross will be, and the others you mentioned, will be performing at the main Strathmore going forward.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Let's see what else. I guess what is there any other specific shows you want to tease at Strathmore? So let's say you know June 26th comes and goes, and now the AMP is officially closed down. What should our folks look forward to? Either you know after that end of June, heading into July, is there anything you know you want to promote to keep the fun going?
Oh, absolutely, we do. We've got Chris Bode coming up on May 31st in the concert hall. And then in July, we start our Live from the Lawn series, a great tradition here in Montgomery County with families joining us on our main campus for Live from the Lawn. We've got cool concerts for kids, as well as regular Wednesday night concerts with the whole family. And those are starting as early as July 10th, I believe.
The stuff on the lawn is July 10th, but there's plenty of other shows before. Like, as you mentioned, Chris Bode is as soon as May 31st. So basically, as soon as AMP closes down, like, you know, a week later, you go over and see Chris Bode at the Strathmore, and, you know, it'll be like nothing, continue without a hitch. It's still rolling.
Lots of great artists and wonderful music. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, everyone head to strathmore.org to see the full lineup. I know you have the BSO there all the time doing concerts. There's all, we plug them on WTOP all the time. We can highlight some individual shows, you know, like we always do as we go along here.
Terrific. Of course, we want our partners front and center, Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, National Philharmonic. There are wonderful concerts here all the way through summertime.
Absolutely. And some great, touring artists that always pop in too. So everyone, we just keep an eye on that calendar, folks. Well, I mean, I have enough to work with, but is there anything else you want to say, you know, just about the AMP closing or what do you think it meant to the community, and why should those folks not be downtrodden? Why would the magic will keep going?
Oh, magic is the word. We deal in magic on a regular basis here on our campus and in our performances out in the community. Again, what was so special, I think, is the intimacy of the space. And so we will be looking for really creative ways to present artists here that bring artists and audience close together. We do that actually out at Good Hope Neighborhood Recreation Center in our East County initiative. Our Bloom programs with artists in residence and other artists that we feature on a concert series that soon is going to be moving outdoors there. So that's another great place to see artists presented by Strathmore.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us, and farewell, Amp. It was a really good spot. I enjoyed it there. But again, everyone, just it's head right down the road, right down through 55, and you still got Strathmore, the big one.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the main campus anyway. So,
Everybody's welcome.
absolutely. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate the attention.
All right. We will, we'll talk soon. We'll highlight some more Strathmore stuff coming up. So we'll keep it going. Thanks so
We
much.
appreciate it.
All
Take
right.
care.